It's been almost 20 years since the Republican Party nominated a presidential candidate without gubernatorial experience. So perhaps it's not a shock the lineup for Governor Scott's presidential pageant is dominated by governors. But it is a little surprising the slate was nothing but. At the last minute, Florida's junior Senator Marco Rubio had to cancel.
We are facing the most significant period of change since the Industrial Revolution. And yet, instead of benefiting from the opportunities that come with this transformation, our people are held back by the challenges that it presents. And this is because while our economy is transforming, our policies and our leaders are not.
Speaking to the assembled business leaders by video, Rubio stressed the importance of moving on from what he called outdated policies. But the general tenor of his platform, reducing regulation and shrinking the federal government, harkens back to policy programs introduced by the Reagan administration. And he wasn't the only Republican figure invoking the Gipper.
I am so excited about what our potential is. I kind of feel like it's 1979 again, though. I get a little deja vu. You all remember 79. We were kind of on our backs. I think the president even said we were in a malaise. I was going, yeah.
Former Texas Governor Rick Perry argued the thing separating America from its greatest days is tax and energy policy. Oddly enough, many of his opponents would likely agree with the diagnosis, if not the remedy. Rounding out the day's speakers was former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. In his remarks, Bush focused on what he calls the Florida story.
If I had to think about what the Florida story looks like, it is a story of applying conservative principles in the right way, consistently, where we advance the cause of limited government and entrepreneurial capitalism to be able to create more freedom and more prosperity than any government program ever created.
Governors Scott Walker of Wisconsin, Chris Christie of New Jersey, and Bobby Jindal of Louisiana also spoke at Tuesday's gathering, as well as former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.